Africa yesterday lost one of its finest gentlemen who blazed the trail in international politics and diplomacy. Boutros Boutros-Ghali, 93, was the first African to head the United Nations. Speaking to Radio Ghana on the legacies of the former UN Secretary General, international relations and security expert Elbad Ibrahim described the late Egyptian diplomat as a true statesman who championed the cause of the continent. He said Boutros Boutros-Ghali displayed sincerity in leadership, a lesson African leaders should imbibe.
Africa has lost a great leader in the person of Boutros Boutros-Ghali. Everybody knows the evolution of the OAU and how it became the AU and the instrumentality of towering leaders like Boutros Boutros-Ghali. He was quite instrumental in the economic integration of the continent, even though that left much to be desired. Boutros was a great figure, one quintessential example of an AU leader.
What would you say are some of his legacies that is left behind that we, the upcoming ones, can imbibe to better the lot of the peoples of the continent?
His candor. Boutros would not build castles in the air. Boutros told African leaders the magnitude of the problems we face. Sense of famine, starvation, marginalization, civil war, conflicts of other types, especially ethnic conflict. He wasn't a complete diplomat in every sense of the word. He wouldn't sugarcoat the reality on the ground. Therefore, I believe one fundamental thing that is lacking on the continent is the sincerity and candor in looking at the myriad challenges militating against the development and stability of the continent. And most of the time, when our leaders sit with our international partners from the West, they paint for them a utopian picture of the continent, when in fact they are simmering dire problems. So I would say what Boutros has left, has bequeathed us as a continent, has been a scandal. And that scandal is what is lacking in Africa. So therefore, if we can take the bull by the horn and see how realistic our challenges are as a continent and find ways of tackling them, I believe partnership with the West and other influential countries like China and the Russian Federation will be able to solve most of our problems.